Heading to Canberra now, and the Prime Minister has denied a major overhaul of foreign investment rules is aimed at any one country. Now, under the changes, purchasers will be subjected to tougher security screening measures. And the Treasurer will also be able to force a foreign company to sell if there are national security concerns. Scott Morrison says today's announcement shouldn't anger any country, including China. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Foreign investors support 1 in 10 jobs in Australia, but there are growing concerns about the motives behind some buyers.
Investment in Australia must be on our terms, on our rules, and in our interests.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the most significant reforms to foreign acquisitions and takeover laws in 45 years, saying the changes address risks arising from foreign ownership.
Many years ago, treasurers merely had to deal with what were effectively commercial transactions, ensuring we were protecting against anti-competitive behaviour and competition was strong in Australia. But in more recent times, there has been other elements of foreign investment that we need to be very careful about.
Intelligence agencies have been warning about the growing threat of foreign interference. Scott Morrison insists there was no particular incident that triggered these large-scale changes. Marcus Clark specialises in Australia's foreign investment laws. He's a partner at Johnson Winter and Slattery and says such reform has been a long time coming.
There was life before Darwin Ports, and there was life after Darwin Ports.
He's referring to a 2015 decision by the Northern Territory government that granted a 99-year lease to a Chinese-based company.
Someone somewhere forgot to tell the Americans whether they minded, given that they have a marine base that uses that port. So that caused quite a bit of an embarrassment, I think, both in America and Australia, in national security circles.
Some changes were made after that ruling, but this reform goes much further. Under the plan, all investments considered a sensitive national security business would be subjected to a national security test, regardless of the value of the deal. As to which businesses will be subjected to screening, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says that will be decided following consultation.
It is expected to include businesses in the telecommunications sector, businesses that are covered by the Security of Critical Infrastructure Act, including energy and sensitive utilities businesses, businesses within the defence supply chain.
The Treasurer would also be given new powers, including being allowed to review an investment before, during or after an acquisition if national security concerns were raised, and varying conditions of a purchase or even forcing a company to sell if it posed a national security risk. Josh Frydenberg says the government did alert some countries to the proposed changes, but he wouldn't say which ones.
We have, through diplomatic channels, informed some of our key partners about these changes, explained the context for them, as you would expect us to do.
While the government denies the reforms are aimed at any particular country, behind closed doors concerns have been raised about China. Scott Morrison was quick to downplay suggestions the announcement could create further tensions.
Well, no, I don't believe why it should. I mean, countries make decisions on their own interests for their own rules, and we respect the rules and interests of other countries, and so I see no reason why that should be the case.
The legislation will be made public next month and will be open for consultation for 6 weeks. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says at first glance the measures seem sensible.
Well, we need to make sure that the foreign investment regime keeps up with any considerations of our national interest.
The changes are set to be introduced next year.
Stephanie Boris.